News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, it's a parental nightmare. You get a call from your child saying that they feel unwell. You think it's probably just flu. And then a day, 2 days later, you hear the word meningitis. That's what happened to Callie Goodwin, whose daughter Keely was hospitalised as part of that Kent outbreak. And she's with us this morning. Callie, what happened with Keely?
So, good morning. She wasn't feeling too well. She went to the club on the Thursday night. And on Friday, she sort of wasn't feeling great, but it wasn't something she sort of paid too much attention to. Saturday morning, she felt quite rough. She was going hot and cold. She was being sick. She had this headache. She told me, and I assumed, yes, it was flu or COVID or something like that, that she would have to try and just rest and flush it out with water. Later on in the day, she got back to me. She said her headache was just, it was just the worst she's ever experienced. She couldn't move with it. She couldn't sleep with it. She was soaking wet. She was just going so hot all the time, still being sick. And then later on that night, she went to go to the bathroom. She had a seizure. She fell and banged her head. And luckily, a housemate that was there managed to find her and called an ambulance. And the next morning, I woke up to voicemails from the hospital to say that she'd been taken in. So when I rang the hospital back, they said suspected meningitis, which I was sort of, well, she's had all her vaccines when she was a baby. But because she was born before 2015, she didn't get the meningitis B vaccine.
Your heart must have stopped when you heard the word meningitis.
Absolutely. It was sort of surreal. I thought, no, it can't, you know, although they're treating it for that, no, it can't be. It's something I never, ever thought I would ever hear, to be honest.
You then went into the hospital, I assume. How bad was she when you saw her?
So I went in on the Sunday. I was allowed. She was in isolation. I had to wear a mask. She was just covered in, there was just needles everywhere where obviously she was on drips, antibiotics. She had the patch where she had to have a lumbar puncture. She was just like this tiny little, because she's a very, very small, petite little girl. And she just looked like this little lost girl. There was just sort of nothing in her face. She just looked like she'd been through hell and back, which, to be fair, she had.
And how is she doing now?
She's doing well. She is improving. I went to see her yesterday and she's bettering herself. She's had a headache, obviously, ever since this constant headache day and night. All her vitals are all coming back to normal. She's still on antibiotics. She's still being checked and monitored. The hospital's been great. Hopefully things will be improving.
And have they given you any sense of long-term prognosis? Presumably once she's over the acute phase, the recovery is, she will make a full recovery, will she?
We don't know. We have no idea. Obviously, at the moment, they're concentrating on getting her well. And then I guess once it's sort of settled, she'll be called back to see, perhaps with other tests, to see if there is going to be anything. But, I mean, she's here, so we're really thankful for that.
And is she is now communicative and able to talk to you and compass mentis?
Yes. She can't remember a lot of what happened. She can't remember the ambulance or waking up in hospital. She thought she was at home and she was sort of, these people were people from her house. But I mean, considering what she's been through, she's doing pretty well.
It must have been a terrifying experience for her.
It was. She's quite scared to come out of hospital, actually. She's never going to go clubbing again. She said if she does go out, it will be a very long time and it would be to a very sort of a quiet little pub, maybe with just a couple of friends.
Well, hopefully her recovery is full enough that she rethinks that decision down the track. But you might pass on our best to her.
I will. Thank you so much. Recovery.
Callie, thank you very much. That is Callie Goodwin, who is mother of Keely Goodwin. As you heard, Keely hospitalised there with meningitis, but on her way on the road to recovery. And of course, there were 20 cases of invasive meningococcal disease, all linked to the nightclub Club Chemistry. And there is now a university in the UK confirming a second university confirming a meningitis case in the UK. So significant instances of meningitis across the water. 53106 if you want to get in touch with the show, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.